Hey y'all, it's your girl Miss Faya here, recording my third episode of my podcast, Vibing with Faya. Thank you so much to all of you who have given me a few minutes of your time and listened to either both or one of my episodes so far. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and double thanks to those of you who listened and also gave me some feedback. I truly appreciate you. You make my heart full. I can't say thanks enough. Like, this is amazing. Remember that I have discovered the voice messaging option, so you can, once this is posted, you can leave me a voice message and we can include that in the podcast, or if you don't want me to, just let me know that. But if we include it, that can keep the conversation going, keep the dialogue open. Or you can choose to give me feedback via Facebook once I share this episode there, or you can privately message me and we can discuss it there as well. Also, disclaimer, excuse me if I cough. This cough refuses to let me be great. I just took some cough medicine. I got my water right here. So I'm going to try to keep it short and simple so that we can get through this and I don't have a cough attack. And also remember that I don't have a script. I am talking from my heart. I want my podcast to be authentically me. So y'all know that I stumble over my words. Y'all know that I get tongue-tied. So if I do that, give me a little bit of grace and understand, like, yeah, you're getting authentic Faya. That's just who I am. That's what I do. So full disclaimer, this episode will deal with domestic violence. So just wanted to put that trigger warning out there in case there's somebody out there that has dealt with that. And the catalyst for this episode is the episode of Marriage Boot Camp on WeTV. So in that, for those of you that don't watch the show, this is the hip hop edition, and there are couples that come into the show that have problems in their relationship, and the whole premise is that they go through a couple weeks of this therapy and they decide at the end to either stay together or, you know, that they have irreconcilable issues and they just need to go their separate ways. So in last week's episode, or this week's episode, I'm sorry, Tahiri and Votto got into a physical altercation, and it started with Tahiri throwing apples at him. She threw them not lightly. She did throw them pretty hard, and one of them hit him in the face. At the end of every episode, they meet in the room with Judge Toler and with the doctor, the psychiatrist. I don't know his name, though. I always forget his name. Anyway, but they meet with them, and they get feedback on how they did with the challenges and things that they can work on, essentially. Excuse me. So while they were getting feedback, Tahiri's talking, and it's at this point that Votto gets upset and chokes her. And so the doctor has to come in and he separates them, and it's the end of the episode. We don't know what happened. We're assuming that he is going to be kicked off of the show. We're assuming that charges are actually filed, and that's that. I have seen the story. I seen Tahiri's statement on Instagram first, and then I seen it on Twitter, and people are talking about it on Facebook now as well. And amongst my peers, I don't know if it's split evenly. More of my friends seem to feel like Tahiri got what was coming to her because she threw something at him. And some people, of course, feel like, you know, Votto was a man, so he was wrong. He shouldn't have put his hands on a woman. And so that's what I kind of want to know your thoughts. I think that when it's always easy to come up with an opinion, we have an opinion on the outside looking in. And then when we take into account, like, the way that we were raised, and I don't know if this is a cultural thing or what, but, you know, growing up, we were taught that if somebody hit you, you hit them back. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you can't allow somebody to invade your space like that. Like, you hit them back. And also, you know, if you hit somebody, you can't determine the amount of force that they use in retaliation to you hitting them. You can't just violate somebody like that. That's an argument that my peers keep making also. And to me, in my head, I'm like, I get that because that's the way that I was raised too. I don't teach my kids that because as much as that's ingrained in me and as much as I think that that's natural for me to do and for us to do, the law doesn't say that. So, you know, if somebody pushes me and I decide to punch you in the face, I'm still guilty too, you know. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there. When I talk about domestic violence, I think for me, knowing the backstory of those two, not those two, but of Tahiri, I don't think that this is I think that she comes from a relationship of domestic violence, and that's, you know, there were rumors of Joe being abusive to her, and whether or not that's here or there, I don't know. I don't pretend to know, and I don't want to make him out to be something that he's not, but I can speak, for myself. And for those of you that do know my story, you know that I have dealt with domestic violence. and it's not something that's easy to talk about. And even though like I've healed from it, I can admit now, that there were times when I was an ugly person though. He made me somebody that I didn't recognize and didn't know myself to be, and definitely not, you know, not characteristic of LaFaya at all. So there would be times when I was so broken, and towards the end of the relationship, I've said this over and over again, but towards the end of the relationship, it was so bad that it was literally like, kill me or I'm killing you, you know. And I was so broken and so I just felt defeated and worthless and no good. So it didn't really, whatever happened to me didn't matter. And so, like, imagine feeling that, like, every day. Like, you wake up and you feel like that. You go to bed and you feel like that. And, like, there's no joy. And that is the hardest thing ever, because you put on the front, like, everything is okay. But internally, it's not. And so there would be like things that he would say to me, or I don't even know how to explain it. I'm trying to find the words, but there would be things that he would do that he intentionally knew would hurt me or would bother me or would trigger me. And he wasn't always the first one to hit me. There would be times when I would respond, and my first response would be to hit him. And that was never who I was. I couldn't imagine myself ever doing that or being that. But after being abused for so long, like, that became how we communicated, you know? And so I don't think that that's right, and I'm not giving myself a pass, and I'm not saying that Votto gets a pass either. I'm not saying anybody ever gets a pass for putting their hands on somebody or Tahiri. I'm not saying that at all, so please be very clear. But what I'm saying is that maybe what Tahiri is exhibiting is she's been through this before, and that's the way that she knows how to communicate. So whether it's right or wrong, like, her throwing apples at him and getting loud and emasculating him all the time, like, that comes from her being a broken, hot-ass mess from something. Like, so I just see her as being hurt. And I hope, ultimately, that at the end of this, that, you know, she's able to heal. And when I say that, again, I'm not trying to victimize her, and I'm not trying to say that Votto's this monster, because I'm not. I just hope that she heals and is able to battle whatever demons she has inside of her. And I hope that he also heals, because, like, this happened on national TV, so no matter what side of the fence you're on, like, he's going to be labeled as a monster now, you know? I mean, amongst my peers, it is, she got what she deserved, but to a lot of other people, that's not really the case. So, I don't know. It was tough. It was heavy. I was trying to figure out the words to present this to y'all, and I don't know if I necessarily did a good job or not, but I do want to know, like, your thoughts. Do you think that it is ever justified for a man to put his hands on a woman, and or a woman to put her hands on a man? And what do you teach your children? Do you teach your children that if somebody hits you, to hit them back? And if so, then does that carry over into their adult life, into their relationships too? Like, how, when do the rules change? I think that's something that we seriously have to talk about, especially when it comes to African Americans. When you call the police to your house, like, that's not what we want, right? So what's going to happen when it gets physical, you know? It's just really gross, and I don't like it, and that's a place that I never, ever, 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 ever will be again. I refuse to be again. So thank God for healing. Thank God for being here. Thank God for lessons and blessings, right? Everything happens for a reason. But hit me back, share your thoughts, let me know where you stand on this situation. And again, like always, I look forward to your feedback. Please hit me back and share with me your thoughts. Have a good night. Thank you.